are just like a good for nothing father.
You are way too weak.
That is why you were raped.
Am I being raped?
You are the mistake. I should have saved myself.
I should have just aborted.
Snap out of it.
Be a man.
But what did you do? You never do anything just right. Just end it. Men don't cry.
Bleed, King, bleed. Bleed out the toxic masculinity society has shoved down your heart and let rivers of emotions flow wild and free in your veins. You are not your past. Your mistakes don't define you. You are valued. You are way more than enough. Your ability to feel and express your pain makes you a strong man. You make the world a better place just by being in it. So rise up, King. Allow yourself to feel and heal.
Cry it out, King. Heal and become whole. Shore up whole and complete. Cry it out and just heal.
Good evening. I hope you're all doing great. I hope this podcast finds you doing awesome and fine. And welcome to Bleeding Steel's first episode. And I'm your host, Hope Ezra Mukwinda. Bleeding Steel brings you men's mental health. So this podcast is exclusively about men's mental health. So ladies, I'm kindly asking that you walk down this road with me as we cheer on for the men. So let us just go all out for the men. Let us go all out for the kings. So welcome to Bleeding Steel once again. I'm your host, Hope Ezra Mukwinda, like I said, and I'm a clinical officer general, a psychosocial counselor, a poet, an author, and most importantly, a sister and a friend to the kings out there. So I welcome you once again. So Bleeding Steel, what is it all about? So today I just want to give us a skeleton of what Bleeding Steel is all about. So Bleeding Steel is all about men's mental health. Yes, there is a sister out here rooting for you, kings. So at Bleeding Steel, we talk about issues relating to mental health for the men, for the kings. We care. We still do care, man. So today, I just want to give us a rundown about what Bleeding Steel is all about. So like I said, it is about men's mental health. So just to give us a skeleton of the introduction, I'm going to start by defining what mental health is. Of course, I think we all know who a man is. So I'm just going to just elaborate more on what mental health is, just a skeleton of it. So mental health, by definition, I'm going to go by the WHO's definition, that is World Health Organization. So WHO defines mental health as a state of well-being in which an individual realizes his or her own abilities, can cope with the normal stresses of life, can work productively and fruitfully, and is able to make a contribution to his or her own community. So basically, what mental health is about how somebody is able to realize their own abilities, what they are capable of, what they can do, what they can offer for a community. And it is also how somebody copes with the normal stresses of life, the day-to-day stresses of life, the heartbreaks, the stress at work, and every other normal stresses that we go through as human beings on a daily basis. So I hope by this definition, we can be able to tell that mental health is not just, there is more to health, to mental health, than just a mythical idea where when we talk about mental health, people would automatically think that we are talking about mad people, or we are talking about psychopaths, or we're talking about insanity. So we've been given a glimpse of what mental health is by WHO, and it tells us to say this is how somebody, an individual, realizes his or her own abilities, and this person can be able to, how this person copes with the normal stresses of life, and how this person can work productively and fruitfully to contribute to their community that they're living in. So from this definition, we are able to tell that clearly mental health is not just the absence of a mental disorder. So let us, I really hope at this point the myths of mental health, some of them at least, are cleared from the definition. And from this definition, we can also just literally make peace with the fact that mental health makes the world go round. It is the belt that holds the world together. So by this definition, we've learned a thing or two, hopefully. So mental health is basically just how an individual's mind dictates or makes choices and decisions that shape the future, or the future of the people around them, the people that have been put in their care, the people that are around them, the friends, the family, their children, and everything like that. So yeah, because if a person is in their right state, or their healthy mental state, he or she will be able to make the right choices and decisions, not only for themselves, but even for the people that are around them. So that is why mental health is important, because if there is a disturbance, there is an insult to somebody's mental health, the choices that somebody makes and the decisions that we make are going to be equally disturbed, which means that at that point, somebody's going to make the bad decisions that are going to alter their future, and in the long run probably just destroy the entire future of that person or the people that are around them. So Bleeding Steel is here as a podcast, as a platform that is going to be addressing such issues, the mental health issues in men, to be specific. Well, it's not that I don't like women's mental health. I do. I love women. But I'm just going to go all out for the men, because men's mental health is something that is really is a public health concern that is begging for attention. And I am just so excited that I'm going to be addressing, to be giving that attention to this situation that is begging for the attention. Yeah. So you've seen there's a lot of things that are going on around this, not only the nation as Zambia, no, but as the globe. The entire world is just going through a whole lot of catastrophic events, COVID-19 being one of them. And COVID-19, guys, if COVID-19 did not kill you, it sure messed up your mental health in one way or the other, in as much as we don't want to agree to this fact. But in one way or the other, our mental health has really been messed up by COVID-19, because we've lost our loved ones, we've lost a whole lot of people, and the economy is just affected by this whole COVID thing. A whole lot of things have been affected by this COVID-19, and ish, guys, it has just been hard. But we thank God we're still alive, and we thank God that there is a hope for tomorrow, that we can just go through this and we're gonna be okay at the end of the day. We will be alright. So yeah, when it comes to men's mental health, it is something that we cannot depict the actual situation based on the statistics that we've been given. Because in as much as there are so many mental health statistics that we've been given, there is so much data on ground apparently, but those statistics can only give us a representation of the cases that have been reported. So the figures that we get from the current statistics of say, for example, they say maybe 30% of men are the ones who go through these mental health issues, mental disorders, and different other things, the depression, the anxiety, the post-traumatic stress disorders. They can provide us with a certain statistic to say maybe 30% of the world's population is affected by such issues. But if we are being honest, these figures don't really represent what is happening. They just represent the cases that maybe were reported. But the thing is, men barely open up. And these figures can only tell us about the mental health cases that have been reported. And if we're being honest, few men just come out and say, okay, I'm struggling with anxiety disorders, I'm struggling with depression. And most of the cases just go undiagnosed, and other cases are just misdiagnosed. So those issues we are going to be addressing here on Bleeding Steel's Men's Mental Health. So there is a reason why men do not open up, and we are going to talk about all those things. But just to give a skeleton, a brief skeleton of some of the reasons why men barely open up when it comes to mental health cases, mental health issues, is because of the gender stereotypes that just surround mental health, especially when it comes to men. Because society has taught our men, they've taught our brothers, our fathers, our uncles, to be a man, like, be a man, snap out of it, you know, such things like that. A man is not supposed to be depressed. A man is supposed to act a certain way. A man is supposed to be masculine, you know, all those masculinity, toxic masculinity issues that men have been pressured with. The society tells them to be a man. When you are hurting, you're not supposed to come out, you're not supposed to show it. Basically, they just tell men not to feel. Men are not supposed to be emotional. That is quite unfair. So gender stereotypes are one of the reasons why men never open up, because they feel like there's just so much that society is expecting from them, and they cannot show up a certain way, they cannot feel a certain way. So those things we're going to be talking about on Bleeding Steel. We're going to be discussing these issues. Another reason why men barely open up is because of stigmatization. A man would come up and they'll say they are feeling a certain way, they are depressed, and people would tell them they are being less of a man. A man is not supposed to be depressed. A man is not supposed to act like that. A man is supposed to be, you know, a little bit aggressive, a little bit cold, if you ask me, because society literally expects men to be cold. So when they come out about their struggles, they are stigmatized. They are viewed to be less than a man. So we're going to be addressing such issues here on Bleeding Steel Men's Mental Health. So like I said earlier, mental illnesses among men is a public health concern that is begging for attention. And somebody just has to talk about this issue. Somebody just has to help a brother out. So that being said, reasons as to why men barely open up. So now, what can people do about this? What can people do to make men be more open about their struggles? What can mental health professionals, what can policymakers do, what can just anybody do, what can the church do, what can health workers do, what can just the general public do about this situation to make sure that men feel comfortable and confident enough to seek support, just to seek help when they have such issues, when they are going through mental health breakdowns, when they are going through emotional breakdowns, you know? So the reason why many people don't open up we've talked about them, and now, like, what can we do to make sure that we just provide a conducive environment, a better place for everybody to feel free to open up, the same way women easily open up. They can open up to a friend, they can open up to their doctors, they can open up to a church member, the church leadership. What can we do to make sure that men have the same approach when it comes to such things? So one of the main things that we can do, the core strategy to make men open up, is to help them change the idea of receiving support from a mark of weakness. Because men feel like when they open up to somebody, they are being weak, they failed to handle the situation on their own. But the truth is, being a man is not supposed to hurt, guys. Being a man is not supposed to be a burden. The same way every other human is free to open up, is free to feel, to have emotions, is the same way men are free to have such emotions. It's the same way men are free to express themselves. So we need to create an environment and just help these men, to help men change the idea of receiving support from a point of weakness, from a mark of weakness. Just because you open up to somebody, just because you are asking for support, you are asking for help from somebody concerning the mental health breakdown that you're going through, doesn't make you less of a man. You can ask for help. Bro, it is perfectly fine for you to open up to somebody when you have something that is bothering you, when you have something that you are burdened with. It is very much okay for you to seek help. It is not you being weak. Actually, when you open up to somebody, that even makes you a man. It makes you a human being. You understand? So it is perfectly okay to open up to somebody. And one thing that I want to emphasize is, it is perfectly okay for men to cry too. There is a reason why God had made them with emotions as well. There is a whole reason why God made mankind to be an emotional being. Because it is important. It is necessary. You are allowed to feel. Feeling a certain way is evidence that you are human being. You are a human being. So it is perfectly okay to seek for help. It is perfectly okay to cry. Just because you cry, when you cry, you're expressing how you feel. It doesn't make you any less of a man. So Bleeding Still is here for you, my brothers, my uncles, my fathers out there. And we are just going to go through every situation that you're going through together. So that is what Bleeding Still is all about. We're going to be talking about mental health issues, from depression, anxiety, the effects of gender-based violence on men. Yes, it is a thing. Men too get abused. So we're going to be talking about all those things. And Bleeding Still is just here to provide a platform for men to be allowed and free and comfortable to feel, to be emotional, to be as emotional as they can be, because that is them being human and expressing their human form. So I am just here as a sister, as a friend, routing for you, King, being here for you guys. God loves you and I love you, but God loves you best. And just know that you are not in this alone. Whatever situation you're going through, mentally, emotionally, you are not in it alone. God cares and I care, and I really just hope that in one way or the other I be helpful to you. And I'm just so excited that I'm gonna hold your hand and just go through this together. So don't feel alone. Your emotions are valid, your emotions are important, your emotions are respected, you are allowed to feel. So yep, that's it. That's what Bleeding Still is about. I really hope that you stay tuned in and just listen in on what we have for you here at Bleeding Still. Have a lovely evening. I love you, but Jesus loves you best. Bye-bye.